AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The White House now says, unlike last week, it wants Congress to find a way to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of this week.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he pitched a deal to Democratic counterpart Chuck Schumer. $1.6 billion for border fencing and an extra billion for the president to use on the border.
That I thought was reasonable to both sides.
It wasn't to Schumer.
We would not accept their $1 billion slush fund.
Here at the White House, the president says he's waiting to see what happens.
Too early to say.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the administration wants to see what the Senate might be able to pass so the president can review it. In the meantime, she says he's asking cabinet secretaries to look for funding that could potentially be used for border security. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Federal judge in Washington delays sentencing for President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. He has pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. AP's Eric Tucker reports the judge accused Flynn of selling out the country.
It was clear based on the judge's tone and his comments that he was unhappy and displeased with Michael Flynn's behavior and conduct. In fact, he said, I can't hide my disgust. I can't hide my disdain. He suggested that he had debased the flag of the country.
The judge has also hinted he's inclined to send Flynn to prison when he is sentenced in March. President Trump meets with survivors and the families of those killed in the Florida school shooting.
We also completed the process to issue a new regulation banning bump stocks.
Firearms attachment allows semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. One was used in the Las Vegas massacre. Administration is basing the ban on the law that outlaws machine guns. NRA says it's disappointed the government is not considering amnesties for those who have bump stocks. A gun rights group says it's suing. This is AP Radio News. E-cigarettes and other vaping devices are big business, and the nation's top doctor wants to keep Juul and other vaping brands out of the hands of teens.
The U.S. Surgeon General says swift action is needed to prevent millions of teenagers and adolescents from becoming hooked on high-nicotine electronic cigarettes. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says that parents, teachers, and doctors must take aggressive steps to deal with an epidemic of underage vaping. The nation's top doctor is joining a government-wide effort to reverse the trend driven by devices like Juul, a small, discreet e-cig that has quickly dominated the U.S. vaping market. Adams says adults should learn about e-cigarettes and talk to kids about their risks. Matt Small, Washington.
Nevada is the first state in U.S. history with an overall female majority in the legislature. Two women were appointed today to open seats in the state assembly, giving women 51% of the 63 total seats in both houses. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.